gosh. And here he is. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, gosh.
That is a commander.
Yeah. Goodness.
I'm out of energy.
What kind of hat?
What's happening? One to three.
Hi, Gordon. What's?
It's a
is that
I think it's a beret, isn't it?
Okay. There we go.
What do you call this? Page boy or beret
or Fernando hat?
Yeah, it is kind of a Fernando hat, pal. What is this? What do you call it?
I don't know.
What's the difference in page boy and beret? Beret's more billowy,
French.
Yeah, it's more French.
Raspberry.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad look. I'm just curious as to why you're...
You can pull it off.
You never wear
making
hats.
Fun of me.
Thank you for joining us, by the way, Gordon.
No, that's okay.
Jerks. Immediately went up to the hat.
Yeah, you bullied me. Bullied me into taking it off.
I seized on the hat.
What did they... They bullied you, too?
Out of my necklace. I don't wear it anymore. My grandpa's necklace.
Mm. Oh, man. That was that necklace of your grandpa's teeth or something? There was something creepy about it.
It was the only teeth in my whole family.
And you kept them around your neck as a trophy. If you curbed your granddaddy, you kept all the teeth.
There's my dad now. Abuelo.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for being here, Gordon.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And Mino was talking about whip songs. I'm kind of with him on Lil Nas X and Old Town Road just because my daughters were so obsessed with it for a good 2-year stretch.
And I remember it got big during the NCAA tournament that year, and I think Texas Tech adopted it. And it just doesn't, they would play it in the locker room, you'd hear it in commercials, but it just didn't make you feel anything. It didn't fire me up. It didn't make me feel any type of emotion. It was just kind of there, and it wasn't catchy.
What does it sound like? If I was to think back to what that song sounded like, I would just... Hear it.
All right, Kevin's working on it.
There we go. Right, we don't have to hear it.
Scrambling
here
outside
it
the pocket.
3, 2, 1, and 1.
Oh, this is
just
too much of a build up.
Too much
of a
build up.
Yeah.
Good vocals.
We got to hear some distant CB radio vocals.
I'd say it really takes off, but it doesn't.
What's wrong with the song? Nothing wrong with this.
No. Get Miley's dad in there.
It's a song about horses.
Yeah, his voice sounds like it smells like hay.
Horses in the front, horses everywhere. I'm riding on my horse.
Now,
there's another horse,
Nas
X, big brown horse.
It's a little more complicated than that, but Lil Nas X, he had one other hit, right, where he was like lap dancing the devil.
I kind of like his other stuff.
He's had a lot of hits.
Yeah. Has he had a lot of hits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's very extra.
What are you implying there?
He's got a lot of swagger. He's got a lot of swag.
I think he has a pretty good cover of the song Jolene.
Is he really crazy?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
We'll find out.
I'd like to hear it.
I think it's really good.
I think he's a talented artist.
To imagine what Jolene covered by Lil Nas X sounds like, it would sound...
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Back here.
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
That's what he's the overclapper. Yeah.
Please don't take him just because you.
Maybe some hype man Oh Yeahs in there.
Your beauty is beyond compare. Your flaming locks.
This is way better. Speed. Way better than Old Town Road.
Thank you.
This?
I take this. It's very haunting.
Go about halfway through it and see if it adds a beat to it.
Let's see if...
Wow. There we go. Yeah, there we go.
Just takes a couple minutes.
The beat doesn't come in until there's 20 seconds left in the song.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of music,
there's
a song that made me think of Gordo recently.
Uh-oh.
And it's Ranger-centric because Julio Pablo Martinez, who was just called up from AAA like a week ago, and I don't know if like Chuck Morgan like got with him or maybe Chuck Morgan says, well, he's an outfielder. So when he walks up to the plate, it's Lose Your Love by The Outfield. And I know that's one of those songs that's squarely in Gordo's brain pan all the time. You will easily default to
Great tune.
Okay,
look it up. Your Love, Outfield.
Is it a great song though?
Yes. I like how it just starts right there.
Yes.
There's no lead up.
Straight into the lyrics. And it's an identifiable lyric because Josie is kind of an unusual name.
And if the song comes on at the bar, everybody's singing
yes,
it.
Yes, and I agree with everything you're saying.
The meaning doesn't matter.
The meaning of it.
It's weird that it's become a girl sing-along if you listen to the lyrics.
Oh, he's clearly cheating on his wife or girlfriend.
Tastefully.
With a younger woman, presumably.
No, he likes his girls a little bit older.
Right, but
he's making an exception.
But he's making an exception for this one. Yeah.
Good for him.
Keep it undercover. I don't want my friends to know about...
Well, I think it's a double entendre. It means literal and figuratively. Right.
But women latch on to this.
It's a great tune.
And the fact
this whole album was great. Every song was in E major, too.
We have a Cuban outfielder that walks up to the plate to this in 2023. Mm-hmm. That short circuits me.
Why does it matter that he's Cuban?
Yeah.
Because
Cubans don't have the right to use our American music from England.
I would assume a 27-year-old Cuban ball player doesn't really spin the outfield too much. That's just...
I don't know.
What do you think he listens to?
I think you'd be surprised.
Chacarón?
They're probably just getting the outfield.
Menudo?
Yeah, probably.
Who was it that walked up to Chacarón? Is that Elvis?
Elvis.
Play Say It Isn't So. Same album. Outfield. Another great tune.
He pointed at you, Kevin. You better know he's for real.
Bordop in there with the beard.
Oh, person.
Oh, Bordop.
Serve me my music.
Garcon.
You in there.
Audio Garcon.
You're my music sommelier right now.
Don't you love this, Kevin? We've all been there.
This is what started that album, and then Your Love was the song right after this one.
Are they all kind of same song?
I was going to say.
They all are very same song. As I said, they're
catchy.
E major.
So you like the one song.
It's all summer music, top down.
It's like the Spin Doctors record. There's like five songs that all kind of sound the same, including their two big hits.
Now then look up All the Love, same album, All the Love, also an E.
Minor or major?
Major.
Okay.
E major.
Here we go. On AM.
Five.
After we get rid of
it. Three, two, and
we have a free Spotify account.
The classic.
You know this song? Mino, you may be too young for this one.
I can't believe.
I don't think I know. I think I know Your Love by the Outfield, but I don't think I've heard other ones.
This feels very movie montage.
Tony Lewis, the lead singer, passed away recently.
R.I.P.
Drive by.
The guitar player who,
way
wrote,
to go, Monty.
Who wrote every one of their songs
passed away a few years ago.
So, and they were Ticket's own. The Outfield came up in studio on the Morning Musers and played like three songs. And they didn't bring their instruments, and I had to run to my apartment and bring my guitar and bass up. And we already had drums set up, but they played in studio.
They couldn't
so
use
great.
That out-of-tune Tim McGraw one we have in
no,
there?
No, they didn't. That's the worst guitar ever.
I always confuse that story and then the one where TC had to pick somebody up at the airport. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was The Fix.
The Fix.
Okay. That was George's favorite band. And I don't think it was TC. I think it was John Sponsler, who was our promotions guy at the time. But I may be wrong on that. And had to take them by, and they had to make a run through Walmart before they got up here because one of them forgot toothpaste.
That'll happen.
And it had been like 3 weeks. He hadn't brushed his teeth. But then they came up. George was so excited. His favorite band of all time, The Fix, comes up in studio, and we did the same thing. Hey, you guys want to play? We got the instruments here ready for you. And they refused to play. And so then George all of a sudden had 15 minutes of an interview to fill with them, and it was so shake-voiced and uncomfortable.
So you remember the time?
Remember when I was listening to you guys in like 8th grade? It was so great.
You're awesome.
Who's the biggest in-studio musical guest we've had on the Musers in the morning? Because I remember when Lisa Loeb came up.
Yep.
And she did
Stay.
Her biggest hit.
She did a medley of her hit.
And I love how you were like going into that, and you're like, if you could, she's like, okay, fine.
Right.
Like, she didn't really want to be like, okay,
fine. We had Lisa Loeb. We had
Somewhere Over
Mino,
the Rainbow guy.
Mino wouldn't remember this, but we had a guy named John Waite who sang Missing You, which was a big hit in the 80s.
Missing you at all. I ain't missing you at all.
I know that one.
That's a great tune. But he sang that one in studio. We had The Outfield. We had The Fix, who sang Nothing. We had Lyle Lovett that walked in but didn't play. And then we had Little Steven from the Bruce Springsteen band, also from The Sopranos.
Yes.
He didn't play, but we were all rehearsing. The Time Wasters were rehearsing, and he walked into our rehearsal, and I started playing Glory Days, and he immediately turned around and walked out.
He's like, get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, he wanted no part of the Ticket Time Wasters.
Do you think they get beaten down when you talk to them about their hits and stuff? Like, they probably talk about it all the time, but I feel like a lot of musicians probably enjoy that. They enjoy the respect.
Yeah, it's a life cycle thing with a musician. I think that they, when they first have the hits, they love playing them, and then they are resentful for the fact that their new music isn't liked as much as their old hits. And then when they get into later life, they're like, you know what? It's pretty cool that I was part of the 0.1% of musicians that actually even had a hit, and so they're cool with playing them.
Tonight, I'm going to see Counting Crows at Toyota Music Factory, and they probably went through that. Because in the 90s, like, what, they had 2-3 albums that were just massive.
Yeah.
And it was a hit parade. And they probably, and then they went through an evolution of not being as successful as they once were. So now,
they're
here
pissed
in 2023,
that no one was listening to their new stuff. Yeah. And then, but now they recognize, I'm sure, that, hey, we had an incredible album, and that's just as much our artwork as the middle stuff, so let's embrace it.
You want to go?
Huh?
I have an extra if you want to go.
Is it tonight?
Tonight.
Where?
Toyota Music Factory. Dashboard Confessionals opening. If you want to punch your pillow.
Does this song beat you down?
Yeah, I don't like
this. I kind of like this.
This was after.
This is where I was
August,
like, you know,
and
what?
Everything after.
And this got a lot of radio play, and it just beat me to high holy.
Yeah, this one kind of beat me, too. Although it's kind of catchy now to me.
Pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Pop, pop, pop. Vanessa Carlton.
And he'll change his set on you, too.
Yeah, I mentioned this on the air when we were doing Biggest Show or something. I forget what we were talking about. But he will change up the words, lyrics, rhythm, the vocal line. Very hard to sing along to it live with him because he is an improver.
Mm-hmm.
Does he still have cool hair?
No, I don't believe he's appropriating that hairstyle anymore.
It was his look.
Yeah,
pulled
it off.
Did his hair die?
No, I think it's still alive. Although, isn't all hair dead some way?
Yeah, it's not.
We're all just dying slowly.
Whoa,
that's deep. We all are,
David.
Man.
Damn. That's deep.
Yeah,
but yeah, Vanessa Carlton's playing too. Who mentioned Vanessa Carlton?
No, she was featured on Big Yellow Taxi. No, she was the female voice.
Dashboard Confessionals.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, that was her.
Tonight. Oh.
Sorry. Very emo, early aughts band.
But that first album of Counting Crows, August and Everything After.
Classic.
If anyone wants to live the Gordo depressive 20s, get that album.
A bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Does it come with cigarettes?
No, it was Keystone Tall Boys and Marlboro Lights and just sitting there all night.
I can smell you right now.
Staring at a wall of a, you know, one bedroom apartment, listening to that over and over again on repeat until I pass out on the couch.
Just going Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Play some Can Hope.
Happiness.
What's that?
With the postcard.
What's that now?
Aiming it.
I have not seen the movie Happiness. I don't know what you're referencing there.
Well,
you're
Gordon,
a liar head. You are a big liar head.
We'll talk about Happiness next week.
We'll talk about
that one scene from Happiness.
Have you seen it, Mino?
I saw a 15-minute recap on YouTube.
Yeah.
In YouTube, they edit out every, you know, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I still got the vibe of the movie, and then I heard you guys, the gist, so to speak. Make sure you put a T at the end.
Yes.
But I'm not going to watch. I feel like I've seen the whole movie. And then the last scene with the dog. They mentioned that.
I came over and watched it.
Whoa, what?
I came over and watched it at Mino's house.
Okay.
Way to shoot your shot, Justin.
Yeah, way to arc that shot.
Well, Gordon.
Yeah,
We'll do it again next week.
Thank
get an uncomfortable movie to watch.
Bringing up Happiness. My biggest gag back in the day was recommending that to people, saying it was a romantic comedy, and then having them watch it cold without knowing anything about it.
With their parents.
Or taking George to Brokeback.
Next week, Human Centipede.
That's great. Still never seen it.
In 2023. Right,
It destroyed his career.
Bob.
I mean, what is he doing now?
Genie Bus
is what he's doing now.
I was actually defending our Japanese friends.
Thank you.
The ones
who bombed Americans?
Wow.
No, the ones who don't like racial slurs used against them on the ticket.
Dave.
Are you okay with that, Corby?
About that?
So, Dave, if you would like to defend...
Go ahead, Dave.
racial slurs on the ticket.
I'm the only one here who's married to a Japanese American.
Oh, yeah, he is.
In a very loose way. Very loose.
In the most SEC way possible.
What a loophole we have found.
So I haven't heard this.
Some of your best wives are Japanese.
Was Y.A. Right. Tittle Japanese?
Y.A. Waddle?
Tittle.
It's Sonny Jurgensen. Come on.
Scott Kahn, 47.
Was he Jurgensen?
Scott Kahn.
That's
Scott Kahn.
That's Tweeter, Mino.
Ah.
Jared Fogle, 82. Baby, 46.
Who?
Friend of the show.
Jared Fogle.
Uh-oh, really?
Raise your hand if you had him on as a special guest.
Prove it.
Wait, Bob is the guy who platformed him?
Yeah.
Bob?
Didn't really care about the Subway stuff.
He lovingly made a sandwich alongside of him.
Hey, Jared, I don't care what you got in trouble for, man. You're welcome here.
No matter what.
That's what Bob told him.
Tried on his
pants.
I love
your sandwiches.
Jeremy Lin, 35.
This is after everything, Bob?
I'm kind of... No, of course it wasn't. He's still in prison. But I am curious if there's a Bob, Dan, and Jared Fogle picture on the internet somewhere.
Uh-oh.
You're pointing at him, rubbing his head.
He's holding his pants.
There will be soon.
And you're holding like a six-year-old.
Whoa. Too far.
All right, born on this day now dead.
$5-year-old.
Born on this day now dead. Kobe Bryant, Gordo.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Oh, I love you, Mino.
What did Mino say?
Nothing.
Okay. What about
Kobe Bryant? $5 foot long is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
This would have been his birthday if he wasn't killed.
Kobe was killed?
You know that because you went
Allegedly.
And saw the
Who killed him?
You went and watched all the wreckage play out. Also Jack born on the day now dead, River Phoenix.
Corby.
Also, Corby.
That hit when
go to the Viper Room tonight?
Uh-huh.
Very hard.
Gordon's been to the Viper Room. Died.
What?
You've been to the Viper Room.
That's a drop.
I've been there.
I have. Five.
Yeah, at the spot.
Lay down outside.
Like four, right after he died.
Three.
And I did lay down in the spot.
Yeah.
And you're
Feel his power.
Shut it down!
Also, Lakefield Rent.
Who?
I hate those live bastards.
Thanks for nothing.
Right, that's all any of us have. Thanks for nothing.
Well, speaking of accents, in 1933, Mahatma Gandhi was released from a jail.
It's time for Dave to ruin his career.
I don't
see him in here at all.
Well, do Kip Keno.
He's having a funnel cake in the break room.
Yeah.
Do the.
Did Gandhi ever eat a funnel cake?
He didn't eat anything.
No.
He ate something.
No.
Did Gandhi know the C word?
He ate
the girl C word.
He was more of a.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Gandhi used to
let's Google that.
Do weird stuff with girls.
Careful.
Like what?
Wasn't that Nelson Mandela?
Was Gandhi Nelson Mandela?
Like he was accused of doing weird stuff.
Boy,
I
feel like I'm getting a master's in history right now.
Did you just Google Gandhi C word?
Would you trust Corby and me being
on a company computer?
No, I just
what do we get?
I Googled Gandhi's sex life, and apparently there was an article that.
See? He would sleep in the bed with naked girls in order to prove that he couldn't be tempted or something. And one of them was his niece.
And then he was drawn and quartered.
In 1973,
he was 4'11".
A botched robbery in Stockholm resulted in a hostage situation.
What kind of robbery?
Over the course of a 6-day standoff, the captives formed an unlikely bond with their captor, giving rise to the term Stockholm Syndrome.
You bet.
Do you think that you have the mental capacity, Gordon,
yes,
to kidnap someone and then make them your sympathetic captor?
Make them my sympathetic captor?
Yeah, where they it's, you know what? He didn't mean to do that, captive.
No, Corby. Why?
Maybe LHO did that.
Do you think you could?
Like he could intentionally activate.
Corby absolutely could.
He could activate Stockholm Syndrome intentionally?
Yes. There is a psychological game.
Gordon would be great at that.
Yeah. Where after like an hour, they're like, can you just stop talking and I'll agree with you? Like,
well, that's not the way they do it. I don't think they annoy you until you they form
beat
them
down. I'd be like, all right, enough with Rick Skinlonen. Right.
I like you, okay?
In 1982, Gaylord Perry was ejected from a game after being caught throwing a spitball.
No.
That was the only time he was ejected.
Frown.
I don't think I was.
That.
This ejected is according to his friend.
From
that.
As Gordon was on the ticket stock stage going, what's up with the name Gaylord, dude? Like,
that
what,
was,
are you a Gaylord?
That was AI Gordo. That's a fake drop.
That was real life
no,
Gordo.
No, it wasn't. That was pre.
I mean, what's even the deal with
it? Was more than 5 years
your
ago.
Name Gaylord, dude. No, why don't you just eat a bullet with that first
how
name?
He's conducted himself the past 5 years, and I don't think you're appreciating
you
that.
You know, when I think back to what it may have sounded like when I interviewed Gaylord.
Oh,
and,
you were rolling the dice here.
Corby was there, too. That's where we got the way to go line of humor.
Gordon was Corby's line.
Gaylord was near tears talking about his frill.
Frill.
If we only kind of had a harp sound effect that would then take us back. Sick in
here we go.
Oh, we had it.
We got,
oh, we have it.
And pass away.
That's all we have.
It's a 1 second clip.
Yeah. That's it. There's a longer version.
We have very little of the period.
We'll play it next
just
year.
Type in gay and then Lord.
There's a lot of those.
We'll a long, like a 30 second version, 45 second version. If there's a lot of
there
gay and Lord.
There seems to be this guy named Tom from Finland.
If I could just say it was wrong then and it's wrong now. But my interviewing of Gaylord. So,
just in his face.
Yeah.
Calling him that over and over.
And if we're just to think back as to what it may have sounded like, I think that...
Do we have an audio cable? We can make this happen.
Wait, Bob already
for the
has
iPhone?
It?
I mean, there's no way.
I mean, I can find
we
it.
We have a whole control room working feverishly in there, and Bob's already got it.
No, but you've got an... Oh, here we go. It's going on our computers.
40 audio cables
go on
up
these
there.
Laptop things.
Anyway, Monty, I'm sure something else is going on.
Yeah, one other thing. In 2007, the hashtag was invented and first used in a tweet.
What was the first hashtag?
Now we roll into a very uncomfortable Saturday.
Libs.
And it starts at ticket stock. When we have Hall of Famer Gaylord Perry on stage. Now, whose idea was it to have Gordo as the leader of that round table?
That was our boss, Jeff Catlin.
Mm-hmm. Another mistake of his.
Can't you audible in a situation like that? Can't you let Junior take over who has a true interest
I remind in you that I have just almost as much sportscasting
experience
as you do.
Yeah.
Probably.
Do I have high voice there?
We'll get to it eventually.
Hear someone in the crowd out there laughing.
Helium.
The awkwardness. That was on Corby. Corby was ready to
but
die.
What
year was that?
You drew him off soft.
Memory.
Oh, you were kicking him. You were kicking him.
Oh, what's with the name Gaylord?
There we go.
There it is. When you had to ask him about his first name.
Now, what's with the name Gaylord?
My father had a good friend, had a son that...
hated God?
No. He somehow got sick and passed away, and he named me after him for his friend.
Way to go, Gordon.
Gaylord.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, way to bring the room down there. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
No, it's okay.
And luckily, hated God.
In honor of all that...
Way to go, Snake.
You've done nothing but make fun of his accent for 15 years
I
after that.
I have paid homage to his accent.
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
What's doing a name? By the way, you ain't God, old man.
I like the way George really will exaggerate.
He's like,
he's imitating me.
We have deathbed Gaylord.
Actually, you ain't God, you Gaylord.
Actually,
what's doing your name, old man?
You're getting up on the top rope and dropping an elbow right on him.
That's a frog leap on him. P1 birthdays today. Hey, Monto. P1 Nathan wishing my buddy Chris a happy birthday. His leaders are Man Trying to Have a Period.
Distance.
And Ribby Pulse.
And Distance.
Drop request Bob Bragging.
How big? What are we?
I had to wear pants today. And I stayed in a room with three dudes my freshman year. I don't remember the first year I had email.
Hey.
There we go.
Big fan of the new show. You don't suck, and I love getting to hear your ass on my favorite segment of the day. Can I get a birthday shout out to my buddy Austin Gilbert Gill? Attached to a picture of young Kevin James in all his glory. That from Stephen.
There you go. Nice comments about you and Sean and Mino. I like that,
Mr. Unleg.
KJ, little comments there.
And my KJ. Brother Jimmy turns 42 today. His leader is Gordo interviewing Monty's nipple. Drop request anything from Gordon. Much love from P1 Andrew.
Mexicans are colorblind.
Oh!
Is that true? Mexican Pizza, the musical.
Noticing a theme here.
Monty, did you just search Mexican Gordo?
Now I'm interested. How many things do we have?
Yeah. Look at it. Well, don't look it up.
We only have until 7 today.
Oh, search Chinese Gordo. They'll kill there.
Search Chinese Corby. Yeah. I think you'll find some really interesting material.
Asian Corby.
You'll turn the
gun
on each other.
But you can't play any of it anymore.
You're just turning the gun. YT does not suck. Today, the 53rd birthday of my brother Jason. Give him a shout out if you'd like or don't, whatever. I don't actually care.
Hey, Jason.
He is the co-founder of the Bastards of Barbecue, which is a competition barbecue team that was recently voted
too
best
long
barbecue.
Of an explanation. Yep.
With no father. Barbecue.
His that's leader is himself.
Barbecue
because he's
with
an
no dads.
Arrogant Rick with a P. That from P1 Brian. Hero of the Hardwood, August 23rd, the birthday of my good friend and brother-in-law Brent. His leaders are dead, so who cares?
Whoa.
Drop request, Rich Phillips going crazy on an SMU broadcast. That from Kyle.
He did it. They come with a blitz this time. Ugh. Mordecai flushed out to his left. Waiting. Firing towards yourself. The end zone. There's a receiver there. Ball bounced. Caught by Reggie Robinson on the deflection. Touchdown, SMU.
Who's the short wrestler with Rich on that?
Sorry, what?
The short what?
It just sounds like it's Rich's slower cousin from the country that's sitting in the booth with him. Who doesn't understand what has happened and whether it's good. He just notices excitement.
It's professional broadcast.
Okay. All right.
Wow. So he saw other people jump
up
and he just goes,
football!
Earmuffs on.
Yeah. All right, birthday.
You seen his baseball?
Yeah, let's listen to it again. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Play it again.
Music down.
Blitz
music
this down. Time. Mordecai flushed out to his left. Waiting. Firing towards the end zone. There's a receiver there. Ball bounced! Caught by Reggie Robinson on the deflection!
He's clapping.
Big wide claps.
His football helmet's on sideways.
Just throwing hot dogs all over the place.
Knock his cotton candy over.
Oh, man.
His bib falls off.
His little baggie of Cheerios goes flying.
Oh, my gosh.
Birthday today, Rick Springfield, 74.
Whoa, oh, Gordo.
That's Corby's guy.
You just interviewed him. I heard it on this radio station. I heard it.
Julio Franco, 65. Is he?
Need Kleenex.
Jay Moore.
Bob just finished over there.
Thinking Bob's about Wednesday.
Here, somebody give Julio Franco. A sock.
No, it's probably for Jay Moore. Turning 53 today. Doinking Genie Bus.
So far, I hear a comic and a radio station destroying. It's all really funny when I listen back to it.
Let's listen back to it. Let's
we do have a longer cut we could play.
I don't. It was wrong then, wrong now on that one, too. But it was funny
short
in its
for
day.
Japanese. No, I understand. No, I'm just talking about the whole segment.
Why is there nervous laughter?
That's what I do.
That's what you do? But you haven't laughed yet.
No, I laugh when you're making me tense. No, go back and listen to the tape. There's plenty of nervous laughter.
You're
in there.
Tense because you.
No, I'm done.
What a homo.
Wow.
History shows
that you won.
Bob wins.
He would have been fired at least twice in 2023. Right, yes.
It destroyed his career. Bob. I mean, what is he doing now? Genie Bus is what he's doing now.
I was actually defending our Japanese friends.
Thank you.
The ones that bombed Corby
says you're
welcome.
The ones who bombed Americans?
Wow.
No, the That's ones the who don't way. Like racial slurs used against them on the ticket.
Yeah, Dave.
Are you okay with
what
that,
say
Corby?
About that?
So, Dave, if you would like to defend
go ahead, Dave.
Racial slurs on the ticket.
I'm the only one here who's married to a Japanese American.
Oh, yeah, he is.
You lean
in a very loose
really
way. Hey, very loose. Voice.
In the most SEC way possible.
What a loophole we have found.
So I haven't heard this.
Some of your best wives are Japanese.
Was Y.A. Right. Tittle Japanese?
Y.A. Waddle?
Tittle.
It's Sonny Jurgensen. Come on.
Scott Kahn, 47.
Who is he, Jurgensen?
Scott Kahn. That's Scott Kahn.
That's Tweeter, Mino.
Ah,
Jared Fogle, 82. Davey, 46.
Who?
Friend of the show.
Jared Fogle.
Uh-oh, really?
Raise your hand if you had him on as a special guest.
Prove it.
Wait, Bob is the guy who platformed him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob?
Didn't really care about the Subway stuff.
He lovingly made a sandwich alongside of him.
We were attempting.
Hey, Jared, I don't care what you got in trouble for, man. You're welcome here.
No matter what.
That's what Bob told him.
Tried on his
I
pants.
I love your sandwiches.
Jeremy Lin, 35.
This is after everything, Bob?
I'm kind of... No, of course it wasn't. He's still in prison. But I am curious if there's a Bob, Dan, and Jared Fogle picture on the internet somewhere.
Uh-oh.
You're pointing at him, rubbing his head.
He's holding his pants.
There will be soon.
And you're holding like a six-year-old.
Whoa. Too far.
All right, born on this day now dead.
$5-year-old.
Born on this day now dead. Kobe Bryant, Gordo.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I love you, Mino.
What did Mino say?
Nothing.
Okay. What about
Kobe Bryant? $5 foot long is what I meant to say.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
This would have been his birthday if he wasn't killed.
Kobe was killed?
You know that because you went and saw the wreckage.
Who killed him?
You went and watched all the wreckage play out. Also born on the day now dead, River Phoenix.
Corby.
Also, Corby.
That hit when
go to the Viper Room tonight?
Uh-huh.
Very hard.
Gordon's been to the Viper Room.
What?
You've been to the Viper Room.
That's a drop.
I've been there.
I have. Five.
Yeah, at the spot.
Lay down outside.
Like right after he died.
Three.
And I did lay down in the spot.
Yeah.
And you're done.
Feel his power.
Shut it down!
Also, Lakefield Rent.
Who?